Corporation, world's largest radio manufacturer, presents your Radio Hall of Fame. From the beautiful Earl Carroll Theater Restaurant in Hollywood, today and every Sunday for one full hour, the stars made great by your recognition of their achievements are brought to you by Philco Corporation. Makers today of radar and electronic equipment to help win the war. Makers tomorrow of products for good living in a world at peace. Ladies and gentlemen, when you said that a man conducts the most popular morning program in radio, how much further do you have to look for a reason to install him in your Radio Hall of Fame? No further. He's in. The program is Breakfast in Hollywood, a show with such a great audience that RKO is going to produce a picture called, aptly enough, Breakfast in Hollywood. The man who is going to star in that film and who conducts the program that glorifies servicemen and old age and pokes fun at women's ridiculous hats is today's master of ceremonies, Tom Brenneman.
Thank you. Thanks, Jimmy Wallington. You know, this week marks a couple of occasions in my life which I'm very proud. For one thing, this week we celebrate the start of Breakfast in Hollywood's fifth year on the airwaves. And for another, today marks my first appearance on your Radio Hall of Fame. I'm also very proud that so much of our audience this afternoon is comprised of servicemen and women. It makes me feel very much at home because our own show has had, over a period of years, more than 75,000 service people attend in person. Welcome, you betcha. And I'm pretty sure that you and the rest of our audience and our listeners are going to enjoy the festivities honoring the achievements of Jimmy Durante, Carmen Miranda, Arthur Treacher, Gene Austin, Paul Whiteman, and Kay Thompson. Kay is probably one of the greatest song stylists that ever hit the airwaves. That's what they used to call her when Kay and her rhythm singers were regular features with top radio shows. Besides being loaded with pulchritude, the gal's clever. One of the top song arrangers we have, under contract to MGM. And she's written special arrangements for such stars as Judy Garland, Gene Kelly, and yes, the voice himself. So here is Kay Thompson and her rhythm singers in Louisiana Purchase. Hey.
I'll tell you what it means. It means I'd like to sell you New Orleans. Come on, come on. And you all can go to town way down in New Orleans. Louisiana salesman with nothing in his jeans. That's why I'd like to sell you New Orleans. Come on, come on. And do all the things there are to do in New Orleans. Where does that heat come from? That rhythmic beat come from? And that red meat come from? New Orleans, Louisiana Purchase. I've told you what it means. That means I'd like to sell you New Orleans.
Come on, come on. And you can all go down, way down in New Orleans.
You take your Philadelphia strapper and your Boston baked beans. But the love of my life is New Orleans.
What's that, Louisiana?
Here's just a few points about Louisiana. That's where the blue points come from, Louisiana.
Down in New Orleans.
New Orleans is in Louisiana.
Louisiana, my home is in Louisiana.
Oh, New Orleans, where they have the Mardi Gras, where they all get dressed up and walk around and laugh.
Ha, ha.
Chicken rice and chicken gumbo.
And beautiful girls, it's right on the Gulf Stream.
Purchase.
Ha, ha, ha.
Tell you what it means. Ha, ha, ha.
Louisiana Purchase. Ha, ha, ha. That's what it means. If you want to make a purchase, people give you purchase.
At a price.
Now ain't that nice? Oh, no place could be grander. No place could be grander than my Louisiana. Louisiana, 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 Louisiana. Louisiana, my home, no place could be grander, no place could be grander than my Louisiana. New Orleans, Louisiana. New Orleans, Louisiana. New Orleans, Louisiana.
It's 14.
Do you want
Thanks, Jay. Yes, there are plenty of desirable things to be purchased in Louisiana, no doubt. And looks like after victory, there are going to be some mighty fine Philco radios to be bought. How about it, Jimmy Wallington?
Yes, you're right, Tom. Because Philco is a musical instrument of quality. For 12 straight years before the war, more people bought a Philco than any other make of radio. Because of finer tone. Because of superior performance. Because of quality. Today, that reputation for quality is serving the armed forces of the nation. The Philco laboratories and production lines are producing intricate radar and electronic devices in quantity according to far more rigid standards of precision than were ever required for peacetime products. The day is coming when you and your home will reap the benefits of these war-born standards of quality. Your Philco radio and phonograph of the future will bring you not only the newest achievements of modern science, but new standards of precision and dependability that will make Philco more than ever famous for quality the world over.
And now the Dean of Modern American Music, Paul Whiteman. Paul, you know, it's really remarkable. I haven't seen you for a couple of years until Monday when you visited our program and invited me to appear on your Radio Hall of Fame. And now we get together twice in 1 week.
Well, Tom, I want to tell you how much I enjoy some of those features on your show, especially those wishing rings you give away. Say, what would you wish for, Tom?
Me? Oh, Paul, I'd wish to hear you play a Whiteman-esque version of an old favorite of mine, Midnight in Paris.
Son, you got your wish. It's coming at you with Midnight in Paris.
Thank you.
Hi, Paul. A few years ago, a senorita from Brazil, singing in Portuguese, appeared in a show called The Streets of Paris, and wowed Broadway's audiences and critics with a song called The South American Way. Already a Latin American's most famous entertainment personality, she won your applause not only with her performances on the stage, but on the radio and in pictures as well. Her most recent screen vehicle being 20th Century Fox's Something for the Boys. And she has plenty. Well, her dresses, her hats, and her performances are out of this world. So into the good neighbor wing of your Radio Hall of Fame with her, presenting the star who is and has South America's leading figure, Carmen Miranda. Come on.
Thank you, Tommy, thank you.
Well, it's good to see you again, Carmen. It was nice of you to drop in for breakfast the other morning.
Well, I was very hungry.
You were very hungry.
Yeah.
I didn't know that you got up that early in the morning.
I don't. That was right before I go to bed.
Oh.
You see, I was out on a date with a marine merchant.
A marine merchant?
Mm-hmm.
You mean a merchant marine?
No, a marine merchant.
Oh.
All night long, he tried to sell me a bill of goods.
Well, I don't blame him. You must be very popular with the men in the armed forces.
Well, I think so. They left me Miss Live Ammunition of 1945.
Miss Live Ammunition of 1945.
Yeah. They picked me as the girl they most like to get loaded with.
Mm. Well, a man would have to have some sort of a stimulus to take those hats you wear. I know that.
Well, there is nothing wrong with my hats. I pick my hats according to the kind of a man I go with. If I go with a soldier, I wear a very beautiful brown hat.
Hmm.
If I go with a sailor, I wear a blue hat.
A blue hat.
See, sailor?
You must be going out with Nelson Eddy tonight. That thing you have on your head now looks like a hunk of shortening bread.
Tom! I'll have you know men go crazy for my hats. When Frank Sinatra saw me, he threw himself at my feet.
Wait a minute, let's get this.
Yeah?
Frank Sinatra threw himself at your feet.
Hmm? Well, he didn't exactly throw himself at my feet. He let go of the microphone for a minute and boom, he fell down.
Well, Carmen, your millinery is your own business, but your songs are ours. So how about starting off with your famous rendition of Tico Tico?
Pleasure.
Tico-tico tá, tá outra vez aqui. O tico-tico tá comendo meu fubá. Se o tico-tico tenta que se alimentar, que vai comer umas minhocas no fumar. O tico-tico-tico tá, tá outra vez aqui. O tico-tico tá comendo meu fubá. Se o tico-tico tenta que se alimentar, que vai comer umas minhocas no fumar. Mas por favor, tira esse bicho do celeiro, porque ele acaba comendo o fubá inteiro. Tira esse tico de cá, de cima do meu fubá. Tem tanta coisa que ele pode pinicar. Eu já fiz tudo para ver se conseguia. Tomei alpiste para ver se ele comia. Botei um gato, um espantalho, um sapo, mas ele acha que o fubá é que é boa alimentação. E o tico-tico tá, tá outra vez aqui. O tico-tico tá comendo meu fubá. Se o tico-tico tenta que se alimentar, que vai comer umas minhocas no fumar. O tico-tico-tico tá, tá outra vez aqui. O tico-tico tá comendo meu fubá. Eu sei que ele vem vivendo no meu quintal e vem com ar de canal e de fatal. Mas por favor, tira esse bicho do celeiro, porque ele acaba comendo o fubá inteiro. Tira esse tico de cá, cima do meu fubá. Tem tanta coisa que ele pode pinicar. Eu já fiz tudo para ver se conseguia. Tomei alpiste para ver se ele comia. Botei um gato de espantalho na capô, mas ele acha que fubá é que é boa alimentação. E o tico-tico tá, tá outra vez aqui. O tico-tico tá comendo meu fubá. Se o tico-tico tenta que se alimenta, que vai comer umas minhocas no fumar. O tico-tico-tico-tico tá, tá outra vez aqui. O tico-tico tá comendo meu fubá. Se o tico-tico tenta que se alimenta, que vai comer umas minhocas no fumar.
Eu fui às Toradas de Madrid.
Pra te um pouco, vou pra te um pouco.
E Eu conheci uma espanhola, natural da Catalunha. Queria que eu tocasse castanhola, que pegasse touro a unha. Caramba, caracol, isso do samba, não me amores pro Brasil. Eu vou fugir, que isso é conversa mole para boi dormir. Para eu fui às touradas de Madrid. Para quase não volto mais aqui pra deferir, beijar-se. Para eu conheci uma espanhola, natural da Catalunha. Queria que eu tocasse castanhola, que pegasse touro a unha. Caramba, caracol, sou do samba, não me amales pro Brasil. Eu vou fugir, que isso é conversa mole para boi dormir. Pra chimpum, pum, 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 pra chimpum, pum, pum, pra chimpum, pum, pum, pra chimpum.
Well, he's in the nightclub corner of your Radio Hall of Fame because your patronage and laughter have made Jimmy Durante one of the greatest nightclub comics of the era. He's in the musical comedy pavilion because when it comes to rating musical comedy stars, he's somewhere up in the stratosphere. He occupies a niche in the microphone room because this is his third trip to our halls and because the Durante-Gary Moore program on Friday nights is one of radio's buffaroo shows. And with his hilarious performance in Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's Music for Millions, how can you keep him out of the silver screen auditorium? So here he is, the man who has sandbagged the English language until its verbs scream for mercy. The man who was born with a horn of plenty and turned it into the horn of plenty. Jimmy Durante!
Start off each day with a song. Now even when things go wrong, why you feel better, you even look better. Stop the music, stop the music, stop the music, stop the music. That cornet player's only using one lip.
Sorry, Jimmy, but welcome once again to the Radio Hall of Fame.
Thanks, Tom, but where's the leader of this band? I want to talk to him.
All right, here he is, Paul Whiteman, our leader, and a very distinguished musician.
Hello, Jimmy.
Distinguished musician, huh? Who did you ever play with?
Well, I've played with the Moscow Symphony, the Paris Conservatory, the Los Angeles Philharmonic, and with Leopold Stokowski, Sir Thomas Beecham, and Kuzabitsky.
Can't hold a job very long, huh? But, Paul, anyway, just keep plugging.
Okay, Jimmy.
Tell us, Jimmy, what have you been doing?
Well, last week I was writing a mash note to a potato of my acquaintance. When I received a phone call from a high government official. He said, Jimmy, get down to Washington right away. Drop everything, but I couldn't.
You couldn't drop everything?
No, I had a blonde on my lap at the time. I love that kind of carries on. You know, when I arrived in Washington, I was immediately ordered to a special session of Congress. And Tom, in my honor, they all came dressed in formal attire.
Did they wear tails?
I don't know. I didn't look under their long coats. Ah, Durante, you're a character. But continuing, I gave Congress my views on a manpower situation concerning industry.
Oh, take it easy, Jimmy. Don't tell me that you're an industrial expert.
Why, Brenneman, when it comes to industry, I'm a regular typhoon. You know, Ford runs the auto industry in Detroit. Arma runs the meat industry in Chicago. Henry Kaiser runs the shipbuilding industry in California.
And you?
I run a fruit stand in Brooklyn. That's the condition that prevails.
Oh, no. Well, I suppose Congress was duly impressed by your valuable suggestions, Jerry.
Indubitably. And they urged me to carry on my research work. So in order to speed up my investigation, so I could travel all over the country, they awarded me a number 72 priority.
A number 72 priority. What does that mean?
After the war is over, I can take a bus. but Tom, trouble seems to be following me.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's have it, Jimmy. What seems to be the trouble?
It's my social life in Washington. At every cocktail party I attend, friends ignore me. And every time they pass the hors d'oeuvres, they pass me up. Then I found out what it was.
Mm-hmm. What?
I ain't got a butler.
You ain't got a butler. But, Jimmy, the health problem being what it is, where are you going to get a butler?
I just saw you talking to one, that fella over there.
Oh, you mean Arthur Treacher?
Yeah. He looks like a warmed-over umbriago. But you know, he's a great butler. You know, I've seen him butler.
But Treacher isn't a butler, he's an actor. Now, I'll introduce you to him. Arthur, step over here for a moment, will you? And meet Jimmy Durante.
Certainly, old boy. Glad to oblige.
Here he is. Jimmy Durante.
Why have I got to meet him?
Well, one moment, Jeeves. Don't hand me none of that drawing room lip.
I don't want any part of this. Excuse me for a while, will you, folks?
Now I'm a good man. Let's get down to the business at hand. I'm looking for a gentleman's gentleman.
Well, so far, you're two gentlemen short.
Precisely why you are here. I admit that I need a little polish.
A little polish? You could use a gallon of glow coat.
Touché, touché all over you, Mr. Teacher. No doubt you've heard the old maxim, brevity is the soul of wit.
Of course.
Well, shut up. Just answer me this. Will you or will you not be my butler?
My dear sir, this is a farce. I'm not a butler. I am a motion picture actor.
A dubious career at best. Look what pictures did to me. Typed me. Every picture I was in, they made me play a fellow with a big nose. Why?
You know, it's quite obvious. And please get it off my chin.
Pardon me, my emotions carried me away. But you know, teacher, butlin' is the only job for you, teacher.
Treacher is the name, Treacher.
Pardon me, a particular cuss.
My dear sir, and you're none of them. Even if I were to give up the cinema and become a butler, I most assuredly would never enter the service of a creature of your ilk.
And what, pray, is wrong with my ilk?
You, sir, are boorish, crass, overwhelmingly illiterate, and completely repugnant.
I wonder how much of that is good.
None of it. It was purely a commentary on your lack of breeding. And if you tell me you breed fine through that great beak of yours, I shall scream.
Teacher, I shall...
The creature is the name, sir. Treacher.
To err is but human.
Right.
I wouldn't arouse my ire if I was you, teacher.
Oh.
My last butler aroused my ire, and I was just about to punch him in the snoot when I says to myself, James, whenever you're angry, count up to 10. So I starts to count, and as I'm counting...
Yes?
He hits me between 6 and 7.
It's treason. Treacher is the name.
Teacher, you're fired.
Oh.
What's more, you'll get no reference from me. Goodbye and adios.
I can think of no more desirable culmination to this repulsive association.
Well, now that you've apologized, I'll keep you on. Now, look, teacher, I'm in a spot. You've got to help me out. I appeal to your baser instincts.
Well, Mr. Durante, I suppose one should lend a hand to one's fellow human. Do I use the word loosely?
Spoken like an Englishman and an ally.
Ally? Ally. Well, now, as regards the duties of your butler, I presume you'll want him to serve tea each afternoon?
Never touch the stuff.
You never drink tea?
Nope, them little bags get stuck in my throat.
Oh, yes, yes, quite so, yes. Now, tell me about your tub.
My tub?
Yes, you tub daily, of course.
If the water's warm, I tub. If it's not, I basin.
Well, it's no use, Mr. Durante. I don't know where I could find a man you'd be happy with, and distinctly vice versa.
Listen, happiness isn't everything, Mr. Teacher.
Creature is the name, sir.
I'll ignore that slur. Money is what makes the world go round, and I'm prepared to pay a butler a princely sum of $18 a week.
$18 a week? Why, I paid my man $100 a week right up to the day he left me.
You say he left?
Yes.
And the job pays $100 a week?
That's right.
Brother, you've got a new butler.
Ooh, not that.
Yes, because in Washington, they're snubbing me. And if Washington is listening in, I want to say this. They can push me around so far. I'm bound for Washington to consider taking over the job as ambassador to Constantinople. And as usual, the car is amuck with celebrities. So I became rather chummy with the Sultan of Pasha. And as we sipped our Brova seltzers, what do you think happened? He offered me his harem of 500 beautiful wives, but I turned them down. Because when I get up every morning, who wants to find 1,000 stockings hanging in the bathroom? Arriving at the nation's capital, and I hope to get my hands on some of it, I went direct to the presidential suite at my hostelry. And just as I was drawing my bath, and you should see some of my drawings, I heard street noises, horns blowing, people shouting. And what were they shouting? They were shouting Durante for ambassador. We want Durante in Constantinople. So nonchalantly smoking a camel, I steps out on the balcony. How do you like that? No balcony. Suddenly, looking up, I hear Umbriago shouting. I make the motion to back Durante for ambassador. The motion was thrown out, followed by Umbriago. Snubbed again by Washington, did I burn up? So I jumped up, and believe me, this is what I said. If Washington needs me, I'll answer the call, but they better not call me collect. Now Morgenthau, McNutt, Nelson, Icarus, look them up and you'll find them all in Who's Who. You can't miss. Now I know I never got my name in Who's Who, but I did get the picture once and watch this. In the Rodague section, there'll be some changes made when I get to Washington, that I'll guarantee. Changes in our domestic relations, foreign relations, and trade relations. That's what I want to do, trade relations. When I get to Washington, I'll put statues of me all over the place. I think it'll take a couple of years before they get used to my face. So if Washington needs me, I'll answer the call, but they better not call me collect. Now, 2 weeks later, I'm at my home in my library, trying to find the lost weekend. When the telephone rings, slipping into my shorts, I rush downstairs to the delicatessen store to answer the phone. Picking up the receiver, I said, hello, but I heard nothing. Then I thought I smelled something funny, and what do you think? I was talking into a salami. Finally, I got the call, and who was it? My old professor, Dr. Balan from Harvard. He said, James, as ambassador to Constantinople, your sorority brothers are asking, do you know the meaning of political economy? The Dunbarton Oaks Tressets? And Lend-Lease Fiduciaries? I said, no, professor, but if you put that to music, you'll have another Mersey Dose. So I says, adios and toodly-doo. So if Washington needs me, I'll answer the call, but they better not call me collect. That I demand respect.
We'll hear more from Jimmy in just a moment.
If Gene Austin had done nothing else but write a song called Lonesome Road, we'd give him a big welcome to our Radio Hall of Fame. But Gene's accomplishments are considerably more than that. He also wrote those old favorites, How Come You Do Me Like You Do, and When My Sugar Walks Down the Street. He's one of the most popular recording artists in the annals of the business. Two of the songs he introduced was the first to record, and was the first to record, I should say, was Melancholy Baby, and the other was Carolina Moon. And when you consider that he's been in radio about 20 years and has starred as singer on many a big program, including a number of his own, why then, let's ration the verbiage and get to the man himself. He's Gene Austin. Gene, it's really a pleasure to be on the same show with the man who introduced a blues classic like Melancholy Baby.
You know, Tom, there's a story about that song. The man who composed it was shell-shocked during the First World War. His memory was restored after hearing his own song played.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was your recording you heard, too, Gene. And another reason I'm glad to have you with us is because I used to announce some of your programs 15, 20 years ago.
Tom, will you ever forget the radio progress of those days? The Happiness Boys, Harry Harlick, and the A&P Gypsies, and the Clico Club Eskimos with Gray and McNamee as the kingpin of announcers?
Yes, and in those early days of radio, when Philco was just an infant, an announcer not only had to announce, he had to sing, recite The Shooting of Dan McGrew, and even play the piano. He was kind of the jack of all trades. But let's get back to the present, Gene. Talk about what you're going to do. Are you going to sing one of those old favorites you wrote, like Lonesome Road?
No, Tom, I'm going to get out the piano and give out with a kind of a new ditty, a novelty song of mine called The Crazy Song.
Good.
I've never felt so romantic. Friends are frantic with my antics. Everyone says it's fantastic the way I rave about you. Now every time I walk along the sidewalk, every girl I see I think is you. Everybody thinks I'm going crazy. I am, or you. Every time I'm in a conversation, all I ever talk about is you. Well, everybody thinks I'm going crazy. I am, or you. People do the funniest things they do. I think everyone's crazy. But I'm all right, but I'm all right, but I'm all right. Are you? Every time I think about the future, all I ever think about is you. Till everybody thinks I'm going crazy, I am, or you. People do the funniest things they do. I think everyone's crazy. But I'm all right, but I'm all right, but I'm all right. Are you? Every time I think about the future, all I ever think about is you. Till everybody thinks I'm going crazy. I am, 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 I am. Thank you, Tom. Now I'd like to sing a couple of old songs, a couple of old favorites that I recorded a long time ago. Come to me, my melancholy baby. Cuddle up and don't feel blue. All your fears are foolish fancies, maybe, baby. Now you know, dear, that I'm in love with you. Why, every cloud must have a silver lining. So wait until the sun shines through. Smile, my honey dear, while I kiss away each tear, or else I shall be melancholy too. Now after you've gone away, let me cry after you've gone. There's no denying, you feel bad, you feel sad. You'll miss the best old pals you've ever had. There'll come a time, don't forget it. There'll come a time when you regret it. Oh, baby, just think what you're doing. My love for you is gonna drive me to ruin. After you've gone away. After you've gone away and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying, you'll feel bad, you'll feel sad, you'll miss the best old pals you've ever had. There'll come a time, don't forget it, there'll come a time when you regret it. Oh, baby, think of what you're doing. My love for you is gonna drive me to ruin. After you've gone away.
This is the season of predictions. So Philco offers these thoughts about what's coming in refrigeration. Frozen foods will play a big part to simplify meal preparation in the kitchen of tomorrow. Not just frozen foods as you know them now, but an infinitely greater variety of frozen foods. Many of them completely cooked and ready to serve when you warm them up. Manufacturers are now planning to freeze a complete meal from appetizers to apple pies. Put it on sale in your neighborhood market and free American women from hours of work in the kitchen. Now, to take full advantage of this service, you will naturally need a refrigerator equipped with a frozen food compartment, so you can keep these ready-prepared meals on hand at home until you're ready to serve them. And that means you will need a new Philco refrigerator. Why Philco? Because even before the war, Philco pioneered with a complete line of refrigerators equipped with frozen food storage compartments. The experience gained in building them, plus additional years of laboratory research, will make your post-war Philco the true advanced design refrigerator, built to suit the needs of modern meal planning and preparation. It's worth waiting for, that Philco advanced design refrigerator of tomorrow. Your Radio Hall of Fame will continue after station identification. This is the Blue Network. Listening to Philco's Radio Hall of Fame, which this week initiates Jimmy Durante, Carmen Miranda, and the Carmen Miranda Band, Arthur Treacher, Jean Austin, Kay Thompson, and her rhythm singers, and your master of ceremonies, Tom Brenneman, who is approaching the microphone with a very happy gleam in his eye.
Why not, Jimmy? I'm gleaming at Kay Thompson, who's going to sing a song called Love. It was written by Hugh Martin and Ralph Blaine for Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's forthcoming production, Ziegfeld Follies. And you know it's a good song because those are the same two lads who wrote that wonderful trolley song from MGM's Meet Me in St. Louis. Kay Thompson and her rhythm singers get musically amorous with Love.
Here comes. Love can be a moment's madness. Love can be insane. Love can be a life of sadness and pain. Love can be a summer shower. Love can be the sun. Love can be two hearts that flower as one. Morning, and then in without any warning. Oh, love's the kind it's hard to sever, or a losing game. Love is almost never, ever the same.
Thank you, Kay. Folks, at this point in the program, I'm going to introduce a feature which is part of our own show, Breakfast in Hollywood. As I said at the opening of this broadcast, as is true every week, Philco has invited a great number of servicemen and women to the Earl Carroll Theater restaurant from which we're broadcasting. And it's going to be my pleasure now to interview just a couple of them as time will permit. And I'm sure I'm going to have a good time. There's certainly hundreds of them here. I want to ask you to step on stage, will you, honey? Who are you? What's your name? Oh, take it easy.
Corporal Gloria Rich.
Gloria Rich.
Rich.
Rich. So where are you from, Corporal?
New York City, New York.
From New York City, New York. How long have you been in the Marines?
It'll be 2 years, March 17th.
2 years, March 17th. Mm-hmm. And tell me, how long has it been since you've been home?
Almost 10 months.
10 months, right.
Are
you married,
Miss
Rich?
No, I'm not.
No?
Not yet.
What?
Not yet.
You hope to when this thing is over?
I hope so.
Where's the boyfriend?
He's back in New York.
Good. I hope he's listening to you.
I hope so.
What's his name?
Danny.
Danny. Oh, no. All right, here's a little present from Philco, a $5 bill.
Ooh, thank
Go
you.
Call up Danny boy, will you please? And who are you, please?
Clifford Nelson, storekeeper, CB.
Clifford what?
Nelson.
Where are you from, Nelson?
New York.
New York City, too?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, you've been in CB's how long?
A year and a half.
How long have you had the mustache, Cliff?
3 weeks.
3 weeks. Well, it looks it. Tell me, did you raise it on a dare, Cliff, or something?
Almost.
Almost, huh? Somebody threatened you or something?
Oh, no.
All right. Cliff, you're not happy with this at all, are you? Take this and go buy some mascara and put it on that mustache. Come on here, big boy. Who are you? What is your name?
Bob Tannenbaum.
Bob what?
Bob Tannenbaum.
Where are you from, Bob?
Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn, New York. Hey, you're a lot of sailor there, mister. How tall are you?
6'3", stocking feet.
6'3", and your stocking feet. You have brothers or sisters?
3 brothers and 1 sister.
Mm-hmm. And they're in Brooklyn?
Yeah. No, Southwest Pacific.
Oh, they're all in service.
That's
you
right.
mean there's 4 boys?
That's right.
4 the Tannenbaum?
That's right, 4 of them.
Boys, not 12. See, I... Bob, I hope your mother's listening to you. I really do.
I hope so, too.
Gee, it would be a thrill, wouldn't it? 6 feet. Well, here's $5 for you. These are just little $5 bills that Philco made, especially for me, Bob.
Thank you.
Huh?
Thank you.
Good luck to you, man.
Thank you.
That's a hunk of sailor there, I'll tell you. Who are you? Who are you?
Earl Carroll of St. Louis, Missouri.
You're who?
Earl Carroll.
Well... You are Earl Carroll from St. Louis, Missouri.
That's right, Tom.
You have changed since I left. Tell me, Earl.
Quite a bit in age.
Huh?
Age, mostly.
Mostly in age, no. Well, now, Earl Carroll is not an old man, by
No, that's right.
But you have just a little more hair than he has. A little more than I have, too. How long have you been in the Navy, Earl?
Almost 3 years, Tom.
Uh-huh. Do you have a family?
No, I'm still hunting for one.
Well, brother, you came to the right place, is all I have to say. Well, here, Earl Carroll, is $5, and here's another $5 bill for you, Earl.
Thank you, Tom.
For bearing a name like that.
Very much.
Fine, and bring it back and spend it here tonight, will you, bud? I'm sorry, but that's all the time that we have. I wish that every man in this place would please stand. We'd like to give them a reception to the Philco Hall of Fame. Stand on your feet, boys. Oh, let him have it. Say, Paul Whiteman, Gene Austin, suppose you two boys explain what's next on the agenda.
Glad to oblige, Tom. You see, every so often on this show, we come up with a little feature called Now and Then. But today, we're going in for a fancy Dido call forever and ever. And I'll show you why we've labeled it that. Gene, what was the best-selling record you ever made?
My Blue Heaven, written by Walter Donaldson, sold over 1.5 million copies.
Which in its day was a record for records.
Well, we figure My Blue Heaven is just as good in this era of servicemen and women as it was in the days of flappers and sheiks when it was written. And it will be equally good tomorrow. And that's why we figure it ought to be on the Radio Hall of Fame and why we call it a forever and ever. So as Tom Brenneman said, let's race in the verbiage and ascend with Gene Austin and the band into My Blue Heaven.
Turn to the right, will lead you to my blue heaven. You'll see a smiling face, a fireplace, a cozy room, a little nest that's nestled where the roses bloom, just Molly and me, and baby makes three. We're happy in my blue heaven.
And now?
Oh, Mr. Brenahan.
Oh, Mr. Durante.
I hope you'll pardon this seeming intrusion, but a certain delightful creature on this Radio Hall of Fame has upset my equilibrium.
You thought no,
You thought I couldn't pronounce it, huh? In short, there's a dame here I go for.
Oh, could it be Carmen Miranda?
Yes, I'd like to meet her.
Well, Jimmy, you took the words right out of my mouth.
That's a pretty unsanitary way of making conversation. But, Tom, in spite of your crudity, I will allow you to introduce me to Miss Miranda.
It'll be my pleasure, James.
Hold on a minute, Tom, will you?
What is it, Richard?
Well, think twice before you introduce Miss Miranda to this uncouth heathen.
I'm glad you're on my side.
I am not on your side. Tom, I've been trying to tell Jimmy that he and Miss Miranda have nothing in common.
Ah, rubbish, falderal, and intermezzo. I hope I've answered you. Mr. Brenningham, is Miss Miranda a woman?
Yeah.
Am I a man?
Yes.
You see, teacher, we got plenty to get common about. If you please, Tom, let us not delay this romantic meeting another moment.
All right, Carmen. Carmen? All right, here she is. I want you to meet James Durante.
How do you do, Jimmy?
Vivona, senorita, buona snocha, Miss Miranda, stop me when I get personal. Oh, pardon me, Carmen. I want you to meet my man, Teacher.
The name is Teacher, and I'm not his man. In fact, I'm as far from being his man as he is from being Spanish.
Now, wait a minute. I wish to challenge that statement. When I was born, my parents gave me a ring with an inscription on it. It said, Spanish now and forever, undoubtedly.
Spanish now and forever, undoubtedly? All that inscribed on a ring?
Just the initials, S-N-A-F-U. Teacher, I'll prove it to you. Miss Miranda,
yes?
Say a few words to me in your native tongue.
¿Hablas español?
Oh, sí, 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 sí. What did she say, teacher?
She wants to know if you speak Spanish.
Oh, sure. I'm Spanish from my head to my nose.
Jimmy, you mean from your head to your toes, not from your head to your nose.
Señorita, don't you think I'm covering enough territory for you? I'm a true South American.
There are many countries in South America. Which one are you from?
I'm a Bolivian. In fact, I can tell time. I can't tell time unless it's a Bolivar. And I'm well acquainted with all the Spanish customs. I love both your food and your women.
Tell me, Jimmy, do you like our enchiladas nice and very hot?
Yes, I do, but let's talk about your food now.
Mr. Durante, an enchilada is food.
To be sure, I've often have them on my patio.
Patio? You don't even know what a patio is.
Yes, I do. It's a high hacienda that blew its top. I got a million of them. And now, if you'll pardon me, teacher, I have a request to make of Miss Miranda.
A request?
Yes, it comes from someone so exalted, I can only whisper his name.
You mean...
Yes, hombre. He wants you to sing the South American way.
Embriagos, request is my command.
Thank you.
And now Carmen Miranda, accompanied by the Carmen Miranda Six Man Band and Paul Whiteman's orchestra, sings the rumba that first brought her to fame in this country. Jimmy McHugh's The South American Way. Hit it, amigos.
Ay, 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 é o canto do pregoneiro que com sua harmonia traz alegria em South American Way. Ai, 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 e o que traz no seu tabuleiro vem de praia, yo, vem de praia, ya, em South American Way. E vem de vatapá, e vem de caruru, e vem de munguzá, e vem de umbu. Seu tabuleiro tem de tudo que convém, mas só lhe falta e a galenguentém. Ai, 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 é o canto do pregoneiro que com sua harmonia traz alegria em South American Way. Ai, 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 é o canto do pregoneiro que com sua harmonia traz alegria em South American Way. Ai, 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 e o que traz no seu tabuleiro vem de praia, eu vem de praia, ia, em South American Way. In South American Way.
And now this is Tom Brenneman speaking for Jimmy Durante, Carmen Miranda and her band, Arthur Treacher, Gene Austin, Kay Thompson and her rhythm singers, and Paul Whiteman. And saying good luck to our nation and to our fighting men and women all over the world. Goodbye, all. Ladies and gentlemen,
May I have your undivided attention for the next few seconds, please? Your undivided attention on a matter of vital importance to hundreds of young men who have shed their blood and perhaps suffered great loss on our behalf. The United States Army stands in urgent need of 10,000 registered nurses. If this includes you, apply to the War Manpower Commission for reclassification for military service. If you are one of the many people in this country who employ a registered nurse, ask yourself, do I need my private nurse more than 15 wounded GIs? Perhaps you have a friend who's a nurse. She may not hear this plea. Tell her that the need for her services are greatest with the armed forces. Those who volunteer for Army nursing now become second lieutenants with all the opportunities for promotion, veterans benefits, mustering out pay, and loans. Major General Norman T. Kirk, Surgeon General of the United States Army, says the Army nurse is living 5 years ahead of the nursing profession. She is gaining experience years ahead of her civilian opportunities. What General Kirk says is true. And true, too, are the unspoken words in every mother's heart. No woman can do more for my boy than the nurses who stand beside him when he's in need of their skill and their sympathy. If you are eligible, join the Army nurses tomorrow through the Surgeon General, United States Army, Washington 25, D.C. Or call at your local Red Cross chapter. The wounded, thank you. And extending a cordial invitation from Philco to be our guests next Sunday, when from the Earl Carroll Theater Restaurant in Hollywood, the following stars, made great by your recognition of their achievements, will be honored by your Radio Hall of Fame. Ginny Sims, Dick Powell, Gil Lamb, Billy Gilbert, Andy Russell, Paul Whiteman, and others. Tom Brenneman appeared by courtesy of his sponsors, the Kellogg Company and Procter & Gamble. Jimmy Durante by courtesy of R.J. Reynolds' Camel Cigarettes. Arthur Treacher is featured on the Jack Carson Campbell Soup program every Wednesday night.
Blue Network.